今天晚上的聚会要继续我们上个礼拜六下午所查考的题目洗福。
And for tonight's topics for mutual encouragement, we will continue the topic that we used on Saturday afternoon, that is cherish blessing.
我们信耶稣的人有很多神赐给我们的福气给我们分享。
For us that believe in the Lord, the Lord has given us many blessings for us to enjoy.
世界上有福的人很多。
There are many people in this world that are blessed.
不过因为价值观的不同，也许我们看为他是有福的，但是他本身不觉得有福。
But all our concept of blessing is different. Some of them may have it, but to him, they think they do not have it.
因此呢，有的人在福中不知福。
So therefore, there are people that are not being contented.
那么因为我们信耶稣经常得到神真理的造就
But because we are the believer of Christ and through his truth
借着神的真理的带领让我们更了解福气的意义
And through the truth that guide us to the true meaning of blessing
我们再来看约翰福音第六章十二节十三节
Let us turn to John
约翰福音第六章
John chapter 6
十二节十三节
verse 12 and 13
约翰福音第六章十二节十三节
John chapter 6 verse 12 and 13
他们吃饱了耶稣对门徒说把剩下的零碎收拾起来免得有糟蹋的十三节
13
他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎就是众人吃了剩下的收拾起来装满了十二个篮子有一次主耶稣在旷野还有其他的百姓大概有五千多人
Once the Lord Jesus was in the wilderness and there were about 5,000 people around him
那么在那旷野的地方呢因为要买东西不方便
In the wilderness andTherefore, it is not convenient for them to buy food.
那因为有一个小孩带着五个大麦饼跟两条鱼奉献给主耶稣。
And because of a little child offering five barley loaves and two fishes,
那么主耶稣就拿着这些食物向天祝谢祷告，然后呢就拨给这些百姓来分享。
And the Lord Jesus took them and gave thanks to the Lord, and he gave.To the people for their sharing.
当众人在分享的时候，神迹已经出现在当中了。
And through the sharing, miracle has happened.
因为五个饼两条鱼呢，数目很小。
Because if you see, that's only five bread and two fish. It is a small amount of food.
却能够让五千多人吃得饱。
And with this amount, it can feed 5,000 people.
这是很大的神迹呀。
This is a great miracle.
神特别的恩典。
And this is a special blessing from God.
那么这些人有生以来，也许第一次来分享到神这种丰富的恩典。
And perhaps among these people, it is their first time to receive such an abundant blessing from the Lord.
当大家吃饱了，还有剩下的。
As when they have filled up their stomach, they were still left over.
不能够因为太多就把它倒掉。
And it is not because that they were full and we should discard the leftover.
主耶稣特别交代要把它收拾好。
The Lord Jesus specially instructed them to keep them aside.
不要把这些经过祝福过的东西呢糟蹋掉。
And they should not throw away this food that they had been blessed.
结果收拾起来竟然有十二个篮子那么多。
And when they gathered them, there were 12 baskets full.
这些人在旷野能够分享到神这个恩典可以说是有福的。
For them to enjoy such a blessing in the wilderness, it is a blessing.
所以主耶稣特别交代要爱惜这些神给他们的恩典。
So the Lord Jesus instructed them to cherish this blessing.
上个礼拜六我们有谈到呢，一个人他有钱财呢， 也是算是有福的。
Last week we have discussed if a man has wealth, he is considered blessed.
尤其我们信主的知道这是主耶稣啊托给他管理的，所以他在神的家中也可以说是管家。
Especially for a Christian, he knows that he handed with this wealth and he is considered as a servant for the Lord.
因为他能够负起这种责任，是一个有福的。
And he was given this task, therefore he is a blessed man.
但是不能够因为有钱财而呢把它花尽。
And he should not, because of the wealth, that he should spend it all.
好像路加福音十五章里面的那一位浪子一样。
Just like this prodigal son that was in Luke chapter 15.
他不工作，只把父亲给他的这些财物把他花尽。
And he did not work, and he has wasted all the inheritance that was given to him from his father.
虽然刚得到的时候很丰富啊。
No doubt, when he first received this inheritance,He felt that he was with abundance.
但是他不懂得珍惜这一份福气。
But unfortunately, he did not know how to treasure this blessing.
就在很短的时间里面就把它花尽了。
And he squandered all this money in a short period of time.
坐食山空啊。
And he has eaten what was given to him.
后来他在远方呢，吃了很多的苦啊。
And he suffered much in this foreign land.
第二点，我们也有谈到一个有钱数的人也算是有福的人。
钱数
就是做官的人有钱数哈。
And next, we talk about a person that has position.
因为
position, he is able to do many things.
他有很多人家没有办法做的，他很方便能够去做的。
And things.
所以圣经里面也记载有一些敬畏神的人，他们呢在世界上也做官了，做一个国家的官员。
And in the Bible, there are recorded many people that have a position or as a ruler.
在
the people of the nation, they view him as a blessed man.
像创世纪里面记载的一个约瑟，他在埃及当宰相。
In the book of Genesis.It recorded a man called Joseph. He became the prime minister in Egypt.
他可以说是一个很有钱数的人。
And he can be considered a man with a powerful position.
他年轻的时候被他的亲兄弟出卖。
When he was young, he was betrayed by his own brother.
那么他今天有钱数呢，可以很轻易的报一箭之仇。
And today he has such a great position, he can revenge what was done to him.
但是耶稣不敢这么做。
But Joseph did not do so.
因为他认为他今天成为有福的人是神给他的恩典。
Because he knows that the blessing that was given by God is a blessing.
所以他发挥更大的爱心去照顾。他的哥哥们。
Therefore, he manifested more love to take care of his brothers.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is pleasing to God.
因为他有权势，没有靠近。
Because he has the power, and yet he did not utilize all of it.
我们又提到以色列王的王后呢，耶洗别呀。
And we also.Talk about the Queen of Israel, Queen Jezebel.
当王后当年很有权势啊。
And being a queen, she has lots of power.
但是她借着权势呢，来欺压忠厚的老百姓。
And with her power, she bullied her subjects.
后来呢，受先知很大的咒诅啊。
And later, she was rebuked by a prophet.
还有一点呢，有福的人不要把他想尽。
And they are next the people that was blessed. They have used what was given to them.
在撒母耳记上25章里面记载一个故事。
In the book of Samuel, There is a story.
说在马云这个地方有一个大户人家。
And first Samuel said there is this person.
这个人呢，啊，他是经营畜牧业的。这是牧羊的。
He is a shepherd.
他有很多的羊群呐。
And he has a lot of sheep.
圣经记载有三千绵羊，一千山羊啊。
He has 3,000 sheep and 1,000 ram.
那么这个人呢，啊，不足产业很大。
And not only that, he has great wealth.
他呢，啊，又有一位啊贤妻呀，啊，就是亚比该。
And he has a wife called Abigail.
所以在第三者看起来，他是一个有福的人。
So, as a third person.He can be considered a man with many wealth.
我们请看撒母耳记上二十五章第二节。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
二十五章
25.
第二节第三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
在马云有一个人，他的产业在加密，是一个大富户的，有三千绵羊，一千山羊。他正在加密剪羊毛，第三节。
Three，
那人名叫拿巴，是加勒族的人。他的妻名叫亚比该，是聪明俊美的夫人。拿巴为人刚富凶恶。这里记载，这个大户人家叫拿巴。
And here recorded a wealthy man called Nabal。
在当地呢，人人都称他是有福的人。
In his hometown。People considered him as a wealthy man.
他有很多的仆人来服侍他。
He had many servants to serve him.
那么他经营畜牧业呢，都有很多的仆人替他来经营的。
And he had many sheep and many cattle, and they were been looked after well by his many servants.
那么当他在经营这些畜业。的期间呢，这个大卫跟他的同伴经常去协助他们。
As he was managing all his cattle, King David and his army always passed through this town.
但是有一次呢，大卫跟这些同伴呢，在生活上有困难，就去找他。
And at one time, King David and his people has difficulty, so they came to seek help from him.
结果呢，这位拿巴呢，不但不协助他，反而又骂他。
And Nabal not only did not help him, he also rebuked him.
那他有很多的仆人看在眼中啊，心里很过意不去啊。
And among Nabal's servants, they felt that David was treated unfairly.
在这个时候，这些仆人就赶快告诉他的太太亚比该。
And at this moment, his servant quickly went to tell his wife Abigail.
请看十四节。
Let us look at verse 14.
有拿巴的一个仆人告诉拿巴的妻子亚比该说：“大卫从旷野打发使者来问我主人的安，主人却辱骂他们。”但是那些人待我们甚好，我们在田野与他们来往的时候，没有受他们的欺负，也未曾输落什么。十六节。
16.
我们在他们那里牧羊的时候，他们昼夜都做我们的保障。这里记载。
Here recorded.
仆人就来报告这个拿巴的妻子亚比该。
That the servant came to report to Nabal's wife Abigail.
说大卫跟他的同伴来请安的时候呢，他的主人呢对待人不好。
And said that the messengers from of David came to greet her husband, and her husband treated them badly.
那十七节记载呢，这个仆人就告诉这个亚比该说他的主人因为性情凶暴，所以没有人敢跟他说话。
And 17 recorded that the master was a very bad, wicked man. Therefore, the servant would not want to tell him anything.
所以现在请主人的太太 啊，赶快筹划要怎么去做。
And therefore he would tell the wife, what she should do.
否则的话呢，他得罪别人很不好的。
Otherwise, it is bad to treat people wrongly.
那么这位啊大户人家喇叭呢是有福的人呐、啊。
And the wife of and Abigail is a blessed woman.
她对人情世故呢，她不去啊深深去了解。对应该要怎样去待人做些事情呢，他都不管。
He would not care for the relationship among people.
他只天天呢就是色白眼习啊，先天吃喝快乐来过日子。
And he would spend much of his time in feasting and do not care much about the rest of the people.
也就是说他是有福的人，但是呢他过分的去享受，就是享尽他的福气。
And we can say that he was blessed and he has used what was given to him.
做人应尽的做些道理呢他都不管。
And he would not care the moral relationship between men.
这种人呢到后来灾祸就临身了。
And later on,he would pass would die.
我们请看36节。
36 please.
同这一章的36节。
25-36.
亚比该到喇叭那里，见他在家里设摆筵席，如同王的筵席，喇叭快乐大醉。亚比该无论大小事都没有告诉他，就等到出入早晨。37节
38.
到了早晨，喇叭醒了酒，他的妻子将做些事都告诉他，他就魂不附体，身僵如石头一般。38节 过了十天，耶和华击打喇叭，他就死了。这里记载喇叭有福享尽福气啊。
Here we can see that Nabal has enjoyed what was given to him to the maximum.
过分的享受呢应该要做人道理应该要做的呢他就不去关心的。
He enjoyed life and yet he would ignore that he should care for his fellow men.
他有一个贤惠的妻子。
And he has a wife.
但是呢他的妻子却没有办法跟他沟通啊，这是很悲哀的事情。
She has a caring wife and yet the wife has no way to communicate with him.
连他的仆人呢都不敢跟他讲话。
Not only so, even his servant would not dare to talk to him.
他就是天天呢就是奢华宴乐过日子。
That he would enjoy life every day to its maximum.
后来呢，神已经看不过去了。
And later on, the God would no longer bear with it.
在大卫的这一件事上。以后的经过数天呢神就刑罚他了。
And the incidents that happened to David after 10 days God punished him.
也就是说他是一个不懂得惜福的人。
And this is to say that Nabal does not know how to cherish the blessing.
所以类似于有这种福气的人不要享尽他的福气。
So people that have blessing should cherish and should notuse it to its maximum.
在新约圣经雅各书有这么提到。
In the New Testament, James has said this.
我们请看雅各书第五章第五节。
James chapter 5 verse 5.
雅各书第五章第五节。
James chapter 5 verse 5.
你们在树上享美福，好宴乐，当宰杀的日子，竟骄养你们的心。雅各在这个第五章第一节呢到第六节这一段里面
Here, chapter 5 verse 1 to 5 it tells us
提醒在世上富足的人
that the people that are rich in this world
不要只懂得享美福啊
that they should not only think of enjoying themselves
不能够只懂得呢天天奢华宴乐这样不太好。
And it would be no good for a person to enjoy life day and night.
啊，过分的啊，来啊，放纵自己的心呐、啊。
That they have let themselves loose to for the enjoyment that they have.
雅各在这边说，这种人呢，啊，有祸了。
And James said here, woe to this kind of people.
主耶稣在世的时候，在路加福音十六章里面。
When Jesus Christ was alive and in Luke chapter 16,
也有谈到有一个才子跟有一个人叫拉撒路。
There is a rich man and a beggar called Lazarus.
那么这个才子呢，天天奢华宴乐过日子。
And this rich man, every day he would enjoy life.
那么还有一个拉撒路呢，非常贫穷。
And there is this man called Lazarus, and he is extremely poor.
因为他身上有病
，because he has sickness on him，
所以他没有谋生的能力
，therefore he would not able to work for a living for himself。
在人看起来，他是一个苦命的人。
To the eye of people, he is a man with a hard life。
在人看起来，这个才子是一个有福的人。
And this rich man seems to be a blessed man。
但是这个财主呢，有福气，却享尽了福气。
But this rich man has enjoyed the blessing that was given to him.
因为圣经记载，这个拉撒路天天被人抬到他的门口去，向他求帮助啊。
And the Bible recorded that Lazarus would, with the help of other people, would be carried to his gate to seek for food.
但是这个财主呢，从来不帮他嘛。
But this rich man has never once helped him.
人的一生很快就过去了。
A man's life is very short.
这个享尽福气的财主也死了。
And this person that enjoyed life has came to an end.
这位拉撒路呢，也死了。
And Lazarus has died as well.
但是呢，今生很快就过去，进入来生的时候。
And life passed quick and would enter death.
这两个人的结局不一样。
And at the time of death, the result would be different.
因为这个财主虽然享尽福气，却不懂得敬畏神。
Because this man has enjoyed life to its maximum and would not know how to worship God.
这位拉撒路虽然很贫穷又生病。
And this Lazarus was poor and he was sick.
但是他懂得人应尽的本分，就是敬畏天上的神呐。
But he knows what a man ought to do, and he worshipped the Lord.
在人看起来，他是一个困苦的人。
To the eye of man, he is a man of sufferings.
但是他懂得珍惜神给他的这种福分，就是给他生命。
But he treasured what God has given him, that is life.
他懂得生命的价值
，and he knows the value of life.
他认为呢，他今天有生命就是一个有福的人。
And to him, a person that has life is blessed.
他知道他的生命是神给他的。
And he knows that the life that was given to him was by God.
他珍惜这一份福气啊。
And he treasure the blessing.
尽了本分，敬畏神。
And he did his utmost duty to worship God.
当进入来生的时候，这个拉撒路在天上享属灵的福气。
But as they enter death into eternal life, Lazarus enjoy the life there.
那这个财主呢就不一样了。
But for the rich man, life is different.
主耶稣说他在阴间受痛苦。
The Lord Jesus said that he was suffering in Hades.
这是无限住的。没有时间的限制
，and the suffering is endless，
所以今生跟来生不一样的地方。
So therefore, there is a difference between eternal life and life now。
也就是说，暂时的跟永远的。
That is to say, now and future。
但是人在暂时的世间里面
，but man in this short present time，
有福气可享，应当要。懂得去爱惜他，珍惜他。
That if God gave him blessing, and he should treasure it and enjoy it.
我们除了提到 有钱的人、有权势的人，或者有很多福气的人。
We have talked about people that has wealth or has position.
不要去花尽、靠近、想尽。
That they should not rely on their position or to use to its maximum that was given to them.
就是说，更懂得去珍惜这一份福气，去做更有意义的事情。
They should rather treasure what they have and do things that are meaningful with what they was given.
那么今天也许我们觉得呢，我们不是有很丰富的钱财或者是很高的地位。
And perhaps today we might not have high position or have much wealth.
但是我们信耶稣的人有很多方面的福气。
But we, the believer of Christ, have many blessing that was given by God.
这些福气呢，大多数是属灵的福气啊。
This blessing is a spiritual blessing from God.
像主耶稣有一次在山上呢，他曾经提到八个福气。
And at one time, the Lord Jesus went up to a mountain and he talked about the beatitudes.
那这八种福气呢，都是属灵的福气啊。
And these beatitudes are considered as blessing, a spiritual blessing.
那么我们呢，信耶稣的人就懂得去珍惜它。
And for us Christians, we should know how to treasure them.
怎样去成为这种福气的人。
And how to utilize this blessing.
那么除了这些以外。
And beside this,
还有很多的福气。
There are other blessings.
我们请看以弗所书第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里面曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。使徒保罗在这边提到我们做些信耶稣的人。
Here PaulApostle Paul has talked about those who believe in Lord Jesus.
So, 我们今天在基督里面的人呢，基督曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气啊。
That we in Christ, that the Lord Jesus has given every spiritual blessing.
那么这些属灵的福气也有属天的，也有属在地面上的。
These spiritual blessing, some belongs to heaven and some belongs to earth.
那么这些属灵的福气呢，我们呢更懂得去珍惜它。
And for these spiritual blessings, we should know how to treasure them.
大卫在诗篇里面曾经向天上的神这么祈祷啊。
And once King David in the book of Psalm has once prayed.
他说：“求神不要让他只懂得在树上做一个有福气的人。
”And that God.To God that he would not only know how to enjoy what was given to him in on earth.
我们请参看诗篇十七篇十四节十五节。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 17.
诗篇十七篇十四节十五节。
Verse 14 and 15.
十七篇十四节。
17 verse.14.
耶和华，求你用手救我脱离树林，脱离那主在今生有福分的树林。你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。十五节。
15.
注意我，我必在狱中见你的面，我醒来的时候都见你的形象，就心满意足。大卫在这边向神虔诚祈祷说啊
，And here King David prayed to God sincerely.
他说求神来帮助他。
He prayed to God to help him.
脱离那呢，主在今世有福分的那种树人，不要跟他们一样。
And to help him to depart from the people that was blessed.Like other men.
虽然有这种福分呢，但是还懂得来敬畏神呐。
Since even they have such a blessing, they should know how to worship God.
这种人才是真正有福的人。
Such a man is truly blessed.
只是在今生属肉体的这种福分。
But this blessing that were given to them on earth.
在肉体上、物质上有这种福分的人
，and physically, that they have received blessing.
他懂得是神的恩典
，that they know that this is the blessing from God.
他就不会去把它享尽
，and then they would not use what was given to them.
在这福中呢，他懂得敬畏神
，use unwisely, and they would know how to worship God.
那么将来呢，在属灵的天国里面呢，更能够让他心满意足了。
And later on, when they go to heaven, then they would be satisfied.
所以大卫在诗篇里面呢，有关这一方面的福气呢，他谈的不少。
And for today that we believe in the Lord,
也有多方面的属灵的福气。
That we have many blessing, many spiritual blessing from Him.
主耶稣有一次问他的门徒啊。
At one time, the Lord Jesus asked his disciple,
说人家呢啊，看我是谁呀、
啊、？He said, who do people think I am?
那么这些门徒就说了，说主啊，有人说你是呢啊，古代的一位先知啊。
And then his disciple would say that people say that he's an ancient prophet.
也有人说你是像以利亚啊再来的。
And they said that he may be an Elijah that came.
那么也有人说你像古代的耶利米先知啊。
And some said that he was the ancient Jeremiah.
那么耶稣就说啊，那你们看我是谁呢
？Then Lord Jesus said, "What who do you think I am?"
主耶稣提出这一题的啊竖题呀、啊，就是问门徒啊，说耶稣到底是谁呢
？And the Lord Jesus asked them.This question, who do they think he is?
这个时候有一个门徒就回答了。
And at this time, there is a disciple answered him.
那么耶稣就告诉这个门徒是一个有福的人。
And the Lord Jesus said to him that he is a blessed man.
我们请看马太福音十六章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十六章十五节。
Chapter 16, sorry, verse 15.
马太福音十六章十五节
Matthew chapter 16 verse 15
耶稣说你们说我是谁呢西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子十七节
17
耶稣对他说西门巴耶拿你是有福的因为这不是属血肉的主诉你乃是我在天上的父主诉你主述的这里记载耶稣称赞彼得是一个有福气的人
Here Lord Jesus admire Peter as a blessed man
为什么呢
Why is it so?
因为有很多人不认识耶稣啊
Because there are many people does not know Jesus
但是彼得却能够呢、啊、认识耶稣认识得很清楚
But yet Peter recognized Jesus and he recognized him well.
当主耶稣问起你看我是谁呢
But when Lord Jesus says, who do you think I am?
好像今天有人问我们耶稣到底是谁呢
It's just like when people ask us, who Jesus is.
如果我们认识耶稣是谁我们就有福气了
And if we know who Jesus is, then blessed are we.
彼得知道耶稣就是基督，就是永生神的儿子。
And Peter knows that Jesus is Christ, and he is the Son of the Living God.
也就是说，神成为肉身到世界来，要做世人的救主。
And that God has manifested Himself in flesh, and to become our Savior.
他能够认识耶稣，啊，成为耶稣的门徒。
And he recognized Jesus and had became an apostle of Jesus.
这是一个有福的人
And he is a blessed man
彼得以前他是一个渔夫啊
Peter was once a fisherman
他有渔船
And he has boat
可以说生活上呢有保障
And you can say that he is very well in his livelihood
后来主耶稣呼召他
Later on Lord Jesus called him
他就舍弃他的渔船来跟从耶稣啊
And he forsake his fishing boat to follow Christ.
那么他在跟从主耶稣当中呢，从主耶稣所说的道理得到很丰富的造就。
During his fellowship with Lord Jesus, he has received much teaching from him.
所以他能够认识耶稣更深呐。
And therefore, he knew Jesus quite deeply.
所以当耶稣在问这些门徒的时候，他能够马上答出来，他就是基督。
So when Lord Jesus asked his disciple this question, Peter was quite quick to answer Lord Jesus.
主耶稣称他有福气啊。
And Lord Jesus called him as blessed.
同样，我们今天信耶稣的人，当年认识耶稣啊。
Similarly for us today, that we are Christian and we know Lord Jesus.
同样的，我们呢是有福的人。
And we too are blessed.
那么，到底认识耶稣有什么福气呢？
And what are the blessings for us to know Jesus?
主耶稣来到世界，他带了很多的这个恩典来。
When Lord Jesus came to this world, he has brought much blessing with him.
请看约翰福音第一章十四节。
Let us turn to John.
第一章十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
John chapter 1, verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。这里提到耶稣就是道成肉身的救主啊。
And here says that Lord Jesus is the Word became flesh and became our Savior.
他呢带了充充满满的这些恩典呐、跟真理来。
And he has came with full of grace and truth.
所以认识耶稣的人
，and for those who know Jesus,
可以分享到主耶稣给我们丰富的恩典
，and can realize and to enjoy the abundance of blessing from Jesus.
可以从主耶稣的真理得到满足的充实
，from his truth, we're able to be content, to be fully contented.
我们今天认识耶稣的人
，for those who know Jesus today.
肉体方面呢
，physically，
有的人呢得到很大的神迹呀、
，they may receive much miracle，
也有人过去呢重病蒙主耶稣医好
，and there are people that was sick and able to be cured by Lord Jesus，
也有性情不好啊，得到主耶稣真理的造就以后，成为一个性情很好的人
，and some may have bad tempered and through the truth, Lord Jesus able to give him peace.
所以主耶稣给我们的恩典啊，实在太丰富了。
And so the Lord Jesus, the blessing from Lord Jesus is sure abundant to us.
他曾经对门徒说啊
，And he once told his disciple,
说你们在世界上有很多的苦难
，That you will encounter tribulation in this world.
但是你们在我里面有平安
，But you will have peace in me.
世界上有很多的苦难
，In this world there are troubles.
但是我们认识耶稣的人，在主耶稣恩典里面的人
，But for those that know Jesus and we are in His grace,
就有平安临到我们
，And we will have peace in us.
当我们遇到苦难的时候
，And when we encounter troubles,
我们可以随时随地向主耶稣祈祷。
And we are able to pray to him at any moment.
也许我们忽略了
，or perhaps we forgot.
但是他却记得我们。
But he will remember us.
也许我们所求的范围太小
，or maybe when we prayed, our asking was small.
但是他给我们成全的呢是更大的。
But the fulfilling will be plenty from him.
也许我们想不到的事情。
Or the things that we have not even think about.
那么主耶稣呢，是给我们是非常周到的。
And the Lord, what from Lord Jesus will be able to take care of many things.
因此，使徒保罗他深深的感受到。
And for Paul, he himself has experienced this.
说在主里面有很多意外的平安呐。
That in Christ there are many blessings.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第七节。
Philippians chapter
第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
腓立比书第四章第六节第七节。
6 and 7.
应当义无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节，神说是出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念。这里提到我们应当义无挂虑。
Here tells us that we should not be anxious about anything.
这是很困难的事情啊。
And perhaps this is hard for us to do that.
年年都有很多的事情挂虑的。
There are each of us have things that we should that we are worried about.
但是我们认识耶稣的人就不同。
But for those who know Jesus, it's different.
这里说凡事借着祷告、祈求、感谢，告诉神。
Here it says that in everything by prayer that we should put a request to God.
这种在邻里跟主耶稣邻交的这种福分啊。
And this the portion that we have when we pray to Lord Jesus
是一般不认识耶稣的人没有办法分享到的。
That if the people that doesn't know Jesus would not know how we enjoy in the prayer.
当我们借着祷告告诉神的时候，我们的很多挂虑呢会消失的。
But when we pray, there are many things that we worry about will diminish us from us.
当我们的心不开朗的时候，
and when our heart is being troubled,
却能够借着虔诚的祷告，让我们的心开朗起来。
Our heart will be able to be receive peace if we pray to God sincerely.
那么第七节提到神会赐给人意外的平安。
Here's verse 17 that the Lord will give us peace.
我们今天有很多弟兄姐妹经常都有这种体验。
And our brothers and sisters often has this kind of experience.
太意外了，主耶稣竟然给我这种平安。
Out of the ordinary, the Lord has given me such a blessing.
我连求都不懂得这么求。
That I don't even know how to pray about it.
他竟然赐给我。
And yet he has given this to me.
这个在基督里面经常都能够体会到的。
And this can be experienced for people that are in Christ.
以前在台北有一个郑长老，大概很多弟兄姐妹都认识他。
In Taipei, there is an elder Chen that perhaps many of you will know him.
他已经蒙主耶稣召回，活到九十几岁了。And
he was called by the Lord at the age of 90.
他当年来信真耶稣教会的时候，
at the time when he came to believe, when he came to True Jesus Church,
他各方面都很好。
He was very good in many ways.
处事的条件呢？ 都很好，
and he able to take care of many things.
那么他能够进入真耶稣教会，是因为来查考真理，懂得真理。
And the reason that he came to True Jesus Church is because he want to study the truth.
当他决定受洗的时候，
at the time when he decided to receive baptism,
他说我对神无所求啊。
And he said that he has no request from Jesus.
但是呢，他有一个小小的毛病啊。
But he has a small habit.
他也从来没有向主耶稣求过来医治他。
A small problem, and he has never has asked Lord Jesus to heal him.
他认为无关紧要。
And he thinks that it is of a great matter.
但是很奇妙，当他洗礼那一天呢，这个小毛病竟然好了。
But miraculously. At the time of baptism, that this sickness he had was healed.
已经连续拖了几年的小毛病。And
this sickness was with him for many years.
他竟然蒙主耶稣医好。And
he was able to be healed by Lord Jesus.
所以他觉得太意外，这是主耶稣意外的平安给我的。So
he thinks that this was out of the extraordinary, and it was the extraordinary blessing from God.
当然呢，有的弟兄姐妹还有其他的体会啊。
Of course, they are the brothers and sisters may have other experiences.
所以我们今天认识耶稣的人有这种福气啊。
So for those who know Jesus has this kind of blessing.
我们要去珍惜这一份福气。
And we must cherish this blessing.
在约翰福音第六章里面记载。
In John chapter 6, it says,
有很多跟随耶稣、信耶稣的人。
That there are many people, that follow Jesus.
但是呢，有一次主耶稣呢讲的比较深的道理以后。
But unfortunately, when the Lord Jesus has gave them quite a deep teaching.
那么这些人呢就离开了耶稣啊。
And unfortunately, these people has left Jesus.
主耶稣觉得非常的遗憾。
And the Lord Jesus was sad.
因为这些人不懂得来珍惜这一份福气啊。
Because these people doesn't know how to treasure this blessing.
我们请看约翰福音第六章六十六节。
John chapter 6, verse 66.
约翰福音第六章六十六节。
66.
我们看到六十八节。
We read till 68.
从此他门徒中都有退去的，不再和他同行。六十七节。
67.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”六十八节。
68.
西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”这里记载，有一部分的门徒离开耶稣啊。
Here recorded that there were many disciples have turned back from Jesus.
那么这些门徒呢，也许看过主耶稣的神迹，体会到主耶稣所显出的神迹呀。
And perhaps these people have heard about Jesus and have seen the miracle performed by Lord Jesus.
因为在第六章的前面那一段记载，主耶稣呢拨饼给五千多人吃得饱。
Because in the beginning of chapter 6,it recorded that the Lord Jesus gave bread to 5,000 people.
这些人认为跟随耶稣有福啊。
And so these people think that it is a blessing to follow Jesus.
但是他们却没有渐渐追求属灵的福气。
But unfortunately, they do not seek for the spiritual blessing.
他们只看重属物质的福气。
And they emphasize greatly on the physical blessing.
我们请看二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人主要赐给你们的，因为人主是父神所印证的。主耶稣在这边提醒这些人。
Here Lord Jesus reminded them.
不要只为这必坏属物质的食物来劳力用心认真啊。
That they do not work for food that may spoil.
还要追求那存到永生的属灵的。
But for the food that endure eternal life.
就是神的真理，神的话。
And that is the truth and the word of God.
所以当主耶稣提到你们要认真听道理，要懂得神的道理以后，
So when Lord Jesus tell them that should listen to teaching and understand teaching.
这些人说听得太多了，你再变饼给我们吃，我们就跟随你啊。
And they would say, we have heard many of this teaching. If you would give us bread, then we would follow you.
所以这些人呢，就因为听了这些道理，就厌弃耶稣，离开耶稣啊。
But when these people heard what Jesus said, they would turn back and depart from Lord Jesus.
不懂得珍惜主耶稣给他们的福气。
And they do not know how to cherish the blessing from Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣问这十二个门徒啊。
So Lord Jesus asked these 12 disciples.
彼得就说，主啊，你有永生之道。
And Peter said that, Lord, you have the truth to eternal.
我们不跟从你，要跟从谁呢？
If we do not follow you, who shall we follow?
六十八节说，我们已经信了，我们又知道你是神的圣者。
And 68 says that we have believed and know that you're the Holy One.
彼得他懂得珍惜这一份福气啊。
And Peter know how to cherish this blessing.
所以我们今天在主耶稣恩典里面的人。
So for those who are living in the grace of our Lord Jesus.
我们要认真灵修啊，保守在主的恩典当中啊。
We must seriously cultivate ourselves and be protected by our Lord Jesus.
请看《使徒行传》十三章四十三节。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章四十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 34.
四十三节。
43.
散会以后，犹太人和近前进犹太教的人都有跟从保罗、巴拿巴的。二人对他们讲道，劝他们勿要恒久在神的恩中。这是保罗第一次呢，出外传福音的时候。
And this is the time when Paul, during his first missionary, preaching the gospel.
他来到这个比西底的安提阿的犹太人的会堂。
And he has came to the synagogue, of the Jew.
在那里几个安息日进犹太人的会堂讲道理给当地的人听。
And during supper, he would come into the synagogue to preach to the people there.
这里记载有不少的犹太人跟从保罗、巴拿巴，也就是说，他们来信耶稣了。
And they here recorded that many people came to believe in them, and therefore it tells us that many of them came to believe in the Lord.
所以保罗在这边勉励他们啊。
And so here Paul encouraged them.
勿要恒久在神的恩典当中啊。
That we are to continue in the grace of God.
懂得惜福，保守在神的恩典当中啊。
That we must cherish and be protected by God.
因为在主基督里面有很多属灵的福气。
Because in Christ there are many spiritual blessings.
我们可以一层一层、一样一样的去分享。
And we will enjoy level by level, item by item.
所以主耶稣给我们的恩典，我们懂得去珍惜它。
So the blessing from Lord Jesus, we must know how to cherish them.
今天晚上呢讲到这边。
And we shall end our sermon.